But I asked if you got Sprite. If you don't, just say no, so I can order ice water and move on to my damn appetizer. Well, that's like asking the dude at Nike Town, you got cross trainers in an 11? And he goes, we got soccer sandals in a 6. Awesome, dumbass. That don't help me whatsoever. Is there any chance you're single? Because I know a waitress you should meet.
Morning, sir. Shopping for a new pickup today?
Oh, no. I'm Bill the electrician. Come to repair your pole light.
Oh, right. Where's your boom truck?
Don't need one. I just shimmy up the pole with this super-duper tree-climbing deer stand. Comes with special safety gear.
Well, okay.
Potentially dangerous jobs require specialized equipment and highly trained personnel. That's why you should always call the experts at Crosby Electric.
I'm just gonna lower this old fixture and, whoops!
Whoa!
Sorry.
All technicians at Crosby Electric are thoroughly trained to safely perform all electrical procedures for your business.
Okay, I'm just going to ease on down now and... Whoa! Oh!
Whoa, Bill, I thought you had special safety gear.
I do. Strapped a pillow to my behind. Safety first, I always say.
Don't take chances. Call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Hey Montgomery, local businesses need a communication partner who provides services tailored to your needs as well as a local support team. WOW Business is focused on your success so that you can focus on your business. Visit wowforbusiness.com.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Everybody's sick of the heat, but really there's no significant relief in sight anytime soon. Today and tomorrow, high temperatures in the mid to upper 90s. And again, those triple-digit heat indices, 100 to 105. Rain chances just about nil, maybe 10% at best. Friday, high 96. Widely scattered storms Saturday, a better chance on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Some people did something, said a freshman congresswoman from Minnesota, to support and justify the creation of CARE. Today I am here to respond to you exactly who did what to whom. Madam, objectively speaking, we know who and what was done. There is no uncertainty about that. Why your confusion? On that day, 19 Islamic terrorist members of Al-Qaeda killed over 3,000 people and caused billions of dollars of economic damage. Is that clear? But as to whom? I was attacked. Your relatives and friends were attacked. Our constitutional freedoms were attacked. And our nation's founding on Judeo-Christian principles were attacked. That's what some people did. Got that now? We are here today, Congresswoman, to tell you and the squad just who did what to whom. Show respect in honoring them, please. American patriotism and your position demand it. For God and country, amen.
Mama. Negative. I got 10. I would like to go out to the main team. We have one aboard. say again? Executive 956, did you understand that transmission?
Yeah, that transmission, you said, was unreasonable. It sounded like someone said they have a bomb on board.
Sir, did you hear the transmission? Was the airplane that said he had a bomb on board?
Affirmative, he said there was a bomb on board.
That's what we thought. We didn't get it clear.
That aircraft, he can't get a hold of. Has he turned to the east now?
He just turned to the east also.
Okay, 956, we had a visual out of him. Standby.
Do you have a visual out of him now?
We did, but we lost him at the turn.
If you can make a turn back to a 220 heading, let me know if you can see him.
They were making a turn at 956.
Okay, American 10-6 and Executive 956, we just lost the target on that aircraft.
Man, Z100 852. Something weird is going on.
Yeah.
The World Trade Center is on fire.
Oh, my goodness. Seriously, the top of the building. We're trying to get information.
Steadily gaining.
Top level of one of the.
News to unfold from New York City.
A plane crashed. Just.
My sister's in that building.
Okay.
And I hope she's okay, and I gotta run to New York.
Oh, my God, it's complete pandemonium.
All right, first of all, calm down. We're.
There's raining papers and
everything.
Ashes and.
2nd plane has now flown in.
Wait,
the
explosion
World
at the Pentagon?
A third location is on alert and outside of Washington.
I don't have words to describe what I'm witnessing right now.
Effective immediately until further notice, flight operations in the national airspace system by United States civil aircraft and foreign civil and military aircraft are prohibited.
Freedom itself was attacked this morning by a faceless coward. And freedom will be defended.
I need to get.
Oh, God!
Billy. Oh, my God.
It's not on itself, and it is
it
not.
It just landed on Manhattan.
Okay. All right, so now we look back up to the TV.
Oh,
one of the World Trade Towers has collapsed and fallen.
Seen anything like this.
I've got 5 patients. They need to be.
We got an ambulance full of cops and pedestrians.
Building just collapsed. Don't have my tail.
Oh, I've got another tower that just came down.
Get
away from
the cops away from the building.
You got a female officer down.
Female officer, where are you now, King?
Welcome to Happy Hour at 311 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACB. Greg Budell and Joey Clark on a day that needs to be set aside. I'm sure some of you may be feeling a little fatigue as we remember this date, because it is. And when you hear what you just heard, it takes you back to that day. and you re-remember everything you went through and how the one universal that connected everybody that day, outrage that our country was attacked, and B, to a certain extent, we all had some level of fear going on that day, and we need to keep remembering. I still find it damn near impossible to believe we elected a Muslim sympathizer as president 7 years later. Still can't believe that. I remember the 10th anniversary, and Barack and Michelle are at the ceremony in New York, and she says, and it's clear as day, all this for a damn flag. Right. So the everlastingness of that day hasn't hit everyone. But, you know, and for me, I got a post on my Facebook page this morning. I put up Stilton's Place is a blog that I like to visit. And they had an interesting retrospective going back. This guy does good political cartoons. He's a conservative. And he took you all the way back to the early days of his particular blog. And it was really interesting because you do see the attitudes change going all the way back to 18 years ago today. And somebody posted that she was listening to me on Light FM in Miami when that story broke. That was weird because we were Light FM and we were, you know, gearing our programming towards the in-office listening market. And we were trying to, you know, the morning show was doing very well and eventually was number one, but nobody ever really came to us for news. And you work in this business, Joey, and you know mm-hmm. how bosses can be about rules and regulations and
sure.
stuff.
Sure.
And at 8:40 on the morning of September 11th, we did Susan's survey. She always asked a question, asked people, always something benign.
Mm-hmm. Just a conversation starter.
Yeah. To engage listener. In fact, when I did that when I came here. I got to find a way to bring that back. So I don't even remember what the survey was about because at 8:42, I turned the mic off, turned around, and I saw the North Tower of the World Trade Center with the serious black smoke coming out of the top. And we had an intercom. We were in separate rooms like the old Jaquarium there. We could see each other. But we communicated through intercom, and I said, look, World Trade Center has a major fire going on. Supposedly a plane hit it, and there's probably a lot of casualties. And I'm not mocking her for this. Her reaction was, well, how do you know? And I said, just a hunch based on the size of the hole and the intensity of the flames in there. Sure looks like somebody had to be hurt seriously. And her reaction was, well, we're supposed to go back into music at the end of the break. What about Rob? Rob being Rob Sidney, our boss and an excellent, excellent program director. I said, I'll take the heat. We need to get this on the air. So I described what was evident on the TV screen to people. I said, this is a story that's probably going to be developing all day long. I said, the only precedence for this is July 29th, 1945. In fact, I had just read the book, The Sky is Falling, which is about the day in 1945 when a Billy Mitchell bomber, B-25, twin engine, in a thick fog, wandered off course and smashed into the 79th and 80th stories of the Empire State Building. It was on a Saturday, which kept the casualties. Only 13 were killed. It could have been far worse. One of the engines of that plane went right through the building and crashed behind the Empire State Building below. So, but as I'm telling people this precedent, also saying, you know what? The sky over New York is mighty clear this morning. This had nothing to do with fog. It also learned enough about flying to know that updrafts can draw planes out of their course. That happened with that pitcher for the New York Yankees. He was flying over the East River and was attempting to turn and got caught up, and it just flew him right into a condominium tower in Lower Manhattan. Corey Lytle was his name. So yeah, you know, that many tall buildings can make a lot of funky things happen with wind. And then I'm thinking, well, you know, there's so much automation, so much computer software in planes. Maybe it got stuck on a heading and couldn't get out of it. Because the hole was big. At first they said it was a small plane.
No.
Somebody sent a helicopter. And while we're trying to sort all this out, we went back to the story at the top of the 9 o'clock hour. And by that time we knew that the entirety of the New York City Fire Department and Police Department had been called to the scene and was being treated as a major event. Shut the mic off, start a song, and then at 9:02, the other plane comes into the South Tower. And that's when you knew this was going to be a day we'd never forget. It's, you go back to that time, and I remember saying, as we were discussing what we were watching, and eventually, there was so much going on. Once the Pentagon was hit, we were partners with NBC, so we just carried them continuously. And I thought, if this was a movie, I would have trouble believing that this could actually happen. This wasn't CGI we were looking at. This was reality. And we came back in the afternoon and went local again for a couple of hours, because by that time all the planes had been grounded. That was an amazing thing. Rich has that video time lapse of all the aircraft over the United States being forced to land on Ben Sliney, FAA director's first day on the job. Wow. And then wondering what next. But the one thing you knew at the end of September 11th, 2001, was that life was never going to be the same. There would be parts of our existence, our day-to-day activities, that would be forever altered by this. Everything from flying, which since has become an increasingly miserable experience, to security. And all the upgrades and defenses that have been put into things like applying for a driver's license. You know, I changed my name, but not legally. My first radio gig, I wanted it to be phonetically similar to the way we pronounced it. And I used that from 1973 all the way up until about 2011 or 12. And I finally wanted to switch from a Florida driver's license to an Alabama. And I went to Elmore, because I always heard the lines were a lot shorter there, so no problem. But then I needed to have documentation on the name change, and I didn't have it. I got into Social Security and all these other things on the spelling I created, but without legal documentation. And I had to hire somebody to do all of that legal, to get the birth certificate from Lyon Hospital in Chicago. And these are the kinds of things, and I suppose it's good. I didn't think it was unnecessary, but whenever you're handed a major inconvenience. And so in situations like that, on the other hand, there's a lot of things you question. Okay, it's 18 years later. It's time to start looking back at the things that were done and evaluate whether they are working or not working. In the days after, they talked about a security force at airports that would resemble Israel's, mm-hmm. where they check you out. They know what to look for, but that's profiling. And the politically correct crowd decided that's not fair.
Well, and I believe the original idea for the TSA was really just like an information sharing database that any private company the airports and airlines wanted to hire could tap into.
Two of the DC hijackers were on the do not fly list, and they still got through, even though they were marked for extra security checks. And this is, you know, when people, I want the government to run my health care. Mm-hmm. I don't think they have an inkling at all what they're asking for. But on this day, as we always do, I kind of like to stay close to this topic. Wrapping up that day, we stayed live and local till 7 o'clock and then went back to NBC. And it was exhausting. The thing that I remember most, and I wrote a pretty good magazine column about it, was the sound of my footsteps in the parking lot of the radio station. Miami is a place with a high ambient sound level.
Right.
There's always a lot of cars on the road. There's, you know. But that night, almost everybody was home. I don't think I ever took a ride to anywhere in Miami that when I went home that night, I saw fewer cars on the street. A lot of police. In fact, the police presence in the streets right after it happened was stunning. Janelle was homesick from school that day, and I wanted to bring her lunch, and I wasn't sure what she knew about this. So I called her, asked her what she wanted from Subway, and then, what are you watching on TV? I've got Nick. Sounded good. This will give me a chance to explain this to her. It couldn't have been more than 30 minutes later when I got to the house, and she was absolutely freaking out. And it gave me an opportunity to maybe have the most important conversation I've ever had with my daughter. Their house was situated near the area where planes bank to come into Fort Lauderdale Airport, landing from west to east. You see them all day long. They don't make, these days with planes being quieter, it's something you can get used to. But she was afraid that one of those planes was going to, you know, crash near the house or something. Just absolutely panicked. My boss had said, bring her back with you to the radio station. We've got plenty for her that, you know. And I asked her after we had talked and she had settled down. I said, do you want to come back to work with me? I have to go back in. And my boss said, you can come along. And she said, I'll be okay. That was a big moment for me. I'll be okay. And then in the days to come, the things that we did that were so shows that we never thought we'd do. Two of my great therapists joined us on the air, a man and a woman. I think it was on Thursday of that week. And one of the topics that was up was, should the NFL play? And a lot of people thought, yes, because if the NFL shuts down, they win. You know, they have stopped our way of life. I remember the doctor I work with, Dr. Gary Battaglino, we threw that to him. What do you think? He says, they'll cancel the games. They have to. He said, even if there was a social permission to play, he said, I think the way this has affected everybody, they couldn't.
Right.
They're just not ready to play. And sure enough, that same day, the NFL canceled its weekend games. And the important thing in the end run is, are we living our lives the way we want to today? Are we being vigilant? Or are we electing scum like Ilhan Omar to Congress to tell us that some people did something on 9/11? It's all part of the conversation. You're welcome to share your personal memories, ways this impacted you, and that includes those who chose to serve our country and join the military after 9/11. And yeah, it's kind of a heavy show, although I do have, and I was thinking of you when I did this, Joey.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a new Barney.
Oh, good Lord.
But the topic is perfect for today, emotions.
On today of all days.
Of all days, yes.
You decide to prod me with another Barney bit.
I have to decide whether it's appropriate.
And then you're probably going to blame me for reacting in an emotional way. Because yeah. We've been over this.
Yeah. We have a good friend coming to join us in a little bit to talk about a great local business that's up for an amazing statewide award. And it'll be good to see him.
It will be, yeah.
That would be Jim Smith from Adams Drugs. It is 3:26. Dan Adelk and Jacqueline Tomlinson. Have you been following Jay Quellen's Italian adventure?
No, folks, I haven't. But
folks set it up. She brought the little guy with that.
Oh,
that
wow,
takes,
yeah.
I'll tell you what.
You showed me one picture yesterday, I believe, but
it's a it's an incredible team. Dana Delk, Jacqueline Tomlinson, they'll be with us a week from today, right?
Yes.
And they specialize in representing men in matters of divorce. But if you want excellent representation, they'll represent folks that would like to have two really sharp, savvy women who know how to advocate on behalf of a client represent you. With men, I urge if you're be preemptive. If you think you're headed in that direction, that doesn't mean you have to have it happen. But a consultation is always a good idea so that you are prepared. Our number is 819-4810, 819-4810. That's Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson, attorneys at law. Their website, divorceformenalabama.com.
The representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Back in a bit.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hey, this is Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. You know, sometimes you might have some jewelry that's just been sitting in the drawer, out of repair, something you're not going to ever wear again, but it's an asset and has value. Bring it over to Marguerite's and let us give you an opinion on what you possibly can do with it. Whether you remake it, trade it, or even sell it to us and walk away with a check, all those are options. So anything with gold, diamonds, and gemstones, platinum, come bring it to Marguerite's, let us show it to you, and we'll give you a free idea.
She was the first female and first minority governor of South Carolina. She served as a member of President Trump's cabinet and the National Security Council. She was appointed the 29th U.S. Representative to the United Nations, and she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Nikki Haley, October 3rd at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
America was targeted for attack because we're the brightest beacon for freedom and opportunity in the world. And no one will keep that light from shining.
And tomorrow, and the day after, and the day after that, and in days and years to come, we will look at the calendar and remember September 11th, 2001.
A day that everyone will remember where they were when they heard the news.
Those may have been the last meaningful words ever spoken by Dan Rather in that clip. It's 3:30. Jim Smith, great to see you in the studio with us this afternoon.
Good to see you too, Greg.
We're going to talk about an award that Adams Drugs as a business is... Well, we're going to get into this right after our bottom of the hour news break. But I wanted to go back to Joey because it just occurred to me, you were about the same age as Janelle.
I was 12.
Where were you when
I was at school. They put out some during the morning, you know, like prayer and pledge because we went to Catholic. So prayer and pledge. They said, pray for the people in New York City. Like, why? They didn't tell us anything. And eventually one of our teachers rolled in a TV and showed what was going on.
Let me pause you there and ask you, what kind of emotions did you see in the teacher? Because, unfortunately, I'm old enough to remember November 22nd, 1963. That all came down during our lunch period, and we were sitting in the classroom for what seemed like an eternity. And when Miss Myers, the teacher, came in, she was wiping away tears and cleaning her glasses and said, "The president's dead."
Yeah, it wasn't just the teachers. I'll say this is a blanket statement for most of the adults in and around my life at that time. Were freaked out. Some were kind of like shocked and some blank faces, some emotional. And I almost, it's so emotional or off for how you usually see them in command, at least to whatever degree they could normally. It was strange. I remember my emotions when I first saw the building smoking. It was like, whoever did this needs to die. I wasn't scared. I wasn't upset. I was like, somebody needs to die at 12 years old.
Yeah, I think there was a demand for accountability from all over. I even said on the air in the days following, I would love to see Bush in the Oval Office with Bin Laden's head on a platter.
Yeah.
Seriously. Just to satisfy that, the American anger over this whole thing. So as the day progressed, you know, sometimes I think we still haven't completely wrapped our minds around the magnitude of what they did. And then this past week, we see a story of an Islamic airline mechanic working for American who sabotaged the software on a plane to give false readings. Fortunately, the pilots, when this came up during their takeoff roll, they aborted the takeoff. Could have been deadly.
Yeah, it was. It's weird. It's, and you probably know this because you've actually raised a child or helped to raise a child.
Yes.
Kids sort of take things in stride. I mean, it can be traumatic, obviously, but when you're a kid, it's like, well, that's how the world is. All right. Like, it wasn't like I'm a full-grown adult and lived with all this sense of security and seeing the Berlin Wall fall and all. No, I'm born in 1988, December of 88. So I'm the only life I've known is just kind of blissful childhood.
Yeah.
And so when that happens, I'm more just a little confused and bemused by the adults' reactions, like my mom and dad's reaction, like how people who, you know, for reasons now I'm 30, I understand why they're acting that way now.
Yeah.
But at the time, I'm like, this is terrible, but I don't understand why they're so shaken. And I get it now. Because it was more than the loss of life, more than the buildings themselves. It was a deeper sense of security and peace.
You know what's, we just took note of this today. There are juniors and seniors in high school who have no recollection of this whatsoever. That speaks to how quickly time goes by. And when we come back from this break, Jim Smith, we'd love to hear what your day was like 18 years ago today. And yeah, that'll be the topic in and out, although I'm eager to talk to Brent. It was a great day in New York on the stock exchange. And we all remember how Wall Street was shut down and there were losses in the days following. And one of the things we did, because what could you do? I remember everybody flooded blood banks on 9/11, 18 years ago. And then they put out a message, it's not going to be needed. We can't handle the numbers we're getting.
I know we don't have much time, but this is a weird angle. For whatever reason, we haven't had much to watch lately. Wrestling's gotten, we're watching it some, not as much. My roommate got me into watching like Japanese anime. And this is the serious point I want to make, is that if you watch stuff from, like, say, Japan, especially post-war Japan, post-bomb Japan, a lot of the topics they address in, like, their cartoons and whatnot for adults is futility, loss, that sense of you're not okay.
Mm-hmm.
You have to rebuild out of not being okay. And now with adult eyes seeing that sort of culture, it's so foreign to Americans until 9/11 and Pearl Harbor as well. But 9/11 in particular was a sense of like, oh no, we're not okay. And that's not an American feeling at all. So we can almost learn from, let's say, the defeated from years past and how people are going to react to these sorts of things. It clicked in my head because I knew 9/11, this anniversary was coming up. And I'm watching this Japanese material. I'm like, wow, the themes of, okay, we're doing the best we can and we lost. Or we think everything's all right and it goes to hell on Earth real quick is unnerving. And it's something we should always remember. The world can turn very quickly if we're not paying attention.
You are absolutely correct. It is 3:36. Back with Jim Smith after traffic and weather together.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic rolling through the middle of the 3 o'clock hour, and we see a crowded boulevard this afternoon. It is busy around most of the major intersections, especially over on the south side between Baptist Hospital and the Troy Highway. We also see a big crowd on Taylor Road between the Atlanta Highway and Vaughan Road. It's that way every afternoon. Just be careful and watch the traffic around you there. If you're on the interstates, everybody's up at a speed limit ride, and there aren't any delays on the 31s this afternoon. Get ready for fall, then grab something to eat at Midtown Plaza. Eat at CC's Pizza, American Deli, Hunan Garden's Chinese Buffet, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Montgomery Fire and Rescue commemorated the anniversary of the 9/11 attacks in downtown today. Dozens of men and women in uniform lined up to honor the 343 fellow firefighters who died responding to the attacks 18 years ago. Commemorations were also held across the country. An eclectic man has been charged with sexual assault of a minor. Authorities say a woman found Christopher Austin engaging in a sex act on a child in the 100 block of Brookview Drive on Saturday. Alabama Democratic Party Chair Nancy Worley says Democratic National Committee Chair Tom Perez is trying to beat Alabama into submission in their ongoing feud. Worley on Tuesday responded to a Monday letter by Perez that portrayed the state party as in shambles. In February, the DNC ordered Alabama to hold new chair and vice chair elections and to revise bylaws. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. As I look at the next few days, about the best news I have for you is that the rain chances will get a little bit better by about Sunday. In the meantime, the heat continues. For tonight, mostly clear skies, overnight low temperature 73. For tomorrow and also Thursday, look for highs in the mid to upper 90s, triple-digit heat indices again, and the rain chances only about 10% next couple of days, and not much change on Friday, high 96. Widely scattered storms Saturday. A better chance Sunday, though. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Your world moves fast. Welcome to Velo, the nicotine product that was made to keep up. Velo is the modern take on nicotine. They're pouches that are made for you, made for right now. Because with no spit, no smoke, and no hassles, there are no limits to where you can go. So whatever your destination is, Velo's ready. Velo, no limits. Visit Velo.com, website restricted to age 21 plus tobacco consumers. Underage sale prohibited.
At AutoZone, we're all about giving you more ways to get more done. Like our free battery testing. If you're having trouble starting your car, come to AutoZone. We'll test your battery for free so you can figure out the problem from the get-go, which means no waste of money on parts you don't need. Wipers starting to squeak? It's probably time for a change. AutoZone has the wiper selection you need to start seeing the road the way you want. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Hello, this is Yasmin Hosted with Beauty and Beyond. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for 10 years plus. If you would like to increase your business, use Blue Water Broadcasting radio stations. They get results.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
On your smartphone and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That is John Wayne doing the pledge. On News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV, we have a number of audio features as we work our way through this, the 18th anniversary of 9/11. And I want to begin when we talk to our good friend, Jim Smith, one of my favorite people here in the River Region.
Thank you, Greg.
Your day 18 years ago.
I will never forget it. I was doing my civil duty, and I was in jury duty. And we were in the basement of the building across from the courthouse in Birmingham, Alabama. I think it was 19th Street, or I believe it was 19th Street or 21st Street, in the basement. And we see this on TV, and we are just, we didn't know what to do because we thought, you know, you think it's going to be you next. And so we're wondering if they're going to bomb Birmingham next because it's such a political hotbed. And, you know, we're trying to get out of there. I couldn't get in touch with my wife. She couldn't get in touch with me because we weren't allowed phones in there. And so my daughters and sons were trying to get in touch. And so it was so frantic. And I saw the look on some of these people's face as we sat there for a couple of hours before they released us of the unknown, the fear of the unknown, and saw tears in some of these people's eyes that, you know, our world has just been devastated because, as y'all were talking about before, you know, the thing that I think humans really depend on are stability, security, and somebody to trust. And I think going back to JFK, you know, the tears were because of that. You know, they trusted him. They voted him in. The security and the stability of the government was all shaken in one fatal shot. And, you know, with 9/11, it was the same thing. You just saw, you know, it was just devastating emotionally. And you could see it on the people's face.
I was about the age of Joey when JFK was assassinated. Same age Joey was when he went through 9/11. And you just, especially the thing that really drove it home, I mean, we were just scared would be a good word for it. Because, and in my opinion, the 50s ended on November 22nd, 1963.
Yeah.
Because if you look at the first part of the 60s, it was pretty innocent, naive. Yes. And the 60s became defined at the moment Lyndon Brainless Johnson went to the microphone at Andrews Air Force Base after the plane had come back from Dallas with that sour, you know, drawl, you know, and you're watching him, comparing him to, you know, the vibrant JFK. And just in that moment alone, you felt like the whole country had changed.
Right.
The whole tenor of life at that time had changed.
Right.
And yes, that's very much...
It was jerked out from under us. The rug of trust and everything was just jerked out from under us instantly. And 9/11 was the same way. It was just, you know, you see the tears, you know, in people's face, and, you know, they have people there. They know people that are in the building, in the area. It's just, and then you wonder what to do the next day. I mean, that night, that day, that minute, you know, now what do I do?
I went to Ground Zero the following July. My daughter was at a summer camp up in the Poconos, and I was flying in and out of New York, or I had to see it. And by then, they had cleaned up a good bit of the debris. But when you stand there in front of this enormous square, crater that went down a good 60 or 70 feet. You know, they identified the remains of a fireman just this last week.
Wow.
DNA advances have...
Wow.
A lot, but there are still, they have remains from 1,100 people they have not been able to connect.
That's sad. So
yeah.
Sad.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable. So let's talk about something real positive. It's always a smile on my face talking about Adams Drugs, but let's talk about the potential for Retailer of the Year. You're one of three finalists.
Yes, that's correct. And I want to thank Rick Brown, the president of the Alabama Retail Association, and Nancy Dennis, she's the director of public relations, and Linda Drumheller, she's on the Chamber of Commerce and executive with the Chamber of Commerce, for putting us up and having this award. And we're very happy to be honored. There's like five different criteria as far as revenue sales the Alabama Retail Association considers. It's below $1 million in sales, from $1 million to $5 million in sales, from $5 million to $10 million in retail sales, and then, five to $20 million, I'm sorry, and then it's above $20 million in sales. And we're in the above $20 million in sales. So we are one of 14 out of 70 that's going to be honored October 22nd at the Vestavia Country Club's Alabama Retail Association's program. So they're going to choose their gold, silver, and bronze. And we don't know if we're gold, silver, or bronze. I think we won. Just saying. You know, it's just an awesome, awesome time for us because people are saying, we appreciate what you do. We really do. Our health care is important, and we want to let you know that what you do is important to us. And we take that seriously every day, every interaction. Your health care is important to us.
You know, it's my policy on this show, when a company or a business invests in our show, I do business with them. And I moved all of my prescriptions to Adams Drugs. And whether you're here or not, it's a situation that's going to stay the way it is, because I just love it. I mean, when you have a pharmacy, you have a pharmacy closer to the house, and I have been there because my doctor's right across the street. But I will take the time to go out to the location on Vaughan Road, east of Taylor, and see my friends.
That's
how
awesome.
I feel about them.
Yeah, Bo and Lamar and that group over there on Vaughan Road are just special people.
And I think awesome I've stopped people. In at least 9 of the 12. And in fact, I use the Renfro Adams Drugs as a reference point for another one of the businesses in that area that supports the show.
Yeah, Connie and Don over there at the Renfro's Adams Drugs is very special. They're awesome people. As a matter of fact, speaking of Renfro's, they were the 2018 over $20 million Retailer of the Year. So we've got to win and keep the trophy here in Montgomery. So,
but does this process of deciding, because to me you're gold, it's because of the way you treat people. Forget the sales number and all of that. You never get the feeling in your stores that money is a... It's
right.
Not about money. It's about you,
right.
The individual.
It's about customer service. And Rick Brown said it best, the president of the Retail Association, said, you know, you differentiate yourself from being an excellent retailer to just an average retailer. You kind of separate yourself by the customer service. And, you know, we talk to the clerks. They're the ones that talk to the customers when they first, you know, call them on the phone, see them when they walk in the store. We tell them how important each interaction is, because you don't know what that customer, what that patient, what that person just went through, or their family member. They were just diagnosed with cancer, or something
right.
went on with their life, and they depend on this interaction with Adams Drugs. I tell people, and Mike says the same thing, we put our mouth where our money is. We talk about our investment is the employees. We have the most wonderful employees, and if you start with that, the sky's the limit, you know, because people will realize that we do take it important. I mean, we do feel that your business is the most important.
And contrary to that, at other places, with the changes in the healthcare law and everything else, and mergers, people are finding themselves becoming part of an even larger pool at those pharmacies, and it's hard to feel like you're getting individual service. They call your name, thanks, good luck.
And you're kind of pushed by the government and the insurance companies and things like that to, okay, we want you to take a generic, or we want you to take this medication, we want you to take this medicine. It may be different than what the doctor wrote, but they want you to take that because it'll save them money. So we kind of go to bat for, and I heard Mike say it, we kind of go to bat for the customer when it and the patient when it comes to dealing with the insurance companies, the doctor. We will go to bat for them, call the insurance company, deal with them, do prior authorizations with the physician's office. We'll go that extra mile. So we actually thrive the best when we're close to a box store, believe it or not, because they're not going to put up with having to call the insurance company and spend a lot of time with that customer, because time is money. And, you know, we realize that time is kind of money. I mean, you know, we really, we have a lot of patients to call on and talk with throughout the day. But, you know, it's, I don't know. We thrive best when we're close to the box store. So because 95% of our business is prescription, 5% over the counter. So, yes, we do take prescriptions very seriously and their health care very seriously.
When will we find out how you fared in this?
October 22nd at, let's see, I think it's about 1 o'clock will be the time. So when I get through with lunches, I'm on the way back from Montgomery. I'm going to call you.
Please do. I will absolutely want to know bronze, silver, or gold. But you're gold with me and you're gold with a great number of our listeners.
Thank you so much.
It's not unusual for us to get a call from listeners.
We appreciate it. We want the patients that we've got out there now, the people we've got out there now. You know, if you're talking to a friend, you're talking to a neighbor, and they're kind of, you know, dissatisfied with where they go, they don't go to Adams Drugs, tell them about your experiences at Adams Drugs. It's best coming from somebody else's mouth and not mine.
And I'm happy to speak on your behalf.
Thank you.
Again, on the most personal level, it's one of the best moves I've made.
Thank you so much.
You know, when you go to a pharmacist, sometimes it's because you're not feeling that well or you have a new prescription. Right. I just look forward to going.
Well, we appreciate that. I was going to speak, one of the criteria that the Retail Association does, they have a number of criteria that they look at to judge whether or not you're a winner, first, second, or third place, or, you know, going to be in the pool at all, is the productivity, business expansion, technology, marketing strategy, and community service. And community service, I think, is one of the biggest things we do. And I think it really separates us. You won't see a big box store's name on the back of a baseball jersey, football jersey, the YMCA. You know, they pick the big things like the breast cancer thing and the big run for that goes to national Washington, D.C.'s and New York's and all that kind of stuff. You know, the money goes back there. We put the money in the YMCA's and the baseball and the football and the schools. We'll spend tens of thousands of dollars on that because we're trying to entrust that generation with something that we have. We trust you. We trust you enough. We want you to do well enough. We're going to invest money in you. Mm-hmm. We want you to do well. So,
the ceremony is October 22nd. Adams Drugs, one of the finalists for Retailer of the Year in the state of Alabama. And speaking of local, thank you again for getting me connected to Hospice of Montgomery.
Absolutely, Greg.
They actually want me back again next year.
Hey, I can believe that. I can believe it.
I'm proud of that, and that's a phenomenal organization.
I appreciate this great organization. Love them. They've been in business since 1976, and they just hold a special place in my heart. They took care of my mother.
Mine too. At 3:55, Jim, thank you so much for
coming
by.
Thank you, Greg. Thank you,
George. And good luck. We'll look forward to that phone call.
Thank you. You got it.
And we will celebrate. We will set off fireworks and do all kinds of stuff. It is 4 minutes before the top of the hour. We got traffic, Fox News, and you will hear remembrances of the events of 18 years ago today throughout the show this afternoon.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic, taking a look at your afternoon ride home, and things are still looking pretty good out on the roadways. We don't have a lot of problems for you. It's busy on the south side of the boulevard. We also see a big crowd around I-85. If you're on either of the interstates, they are rolling along at a speed limit right, and there's no delays on the 31s. Just be careful as you make your way through the traffic this afternoon. Reinhardt Toyota Service Center is looking for technicians that have ASE certification and at least 3 years' experience. Call Robert Jones at Reinhardt to apply, 676-3862. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, Montgomery. Local businesses need a communication partner who provides services tailored to your needs as well as a local support team. WOW Business is focused on your success so that you can focus on your business. Visit wowforbusiness.com.
I'm Taylor McNair, Miss Rodeo America, and Boot Barn and Wrangler have asked me to share my story. Growing up, I never believed in myself. Being Miss Rodeo America taught me that you don't have time to second guess yourself. Through this year, I've gained confidence in who I am. I sign thousands of autograph sheets, and on each one of them, I write, "Believe you can, and you're halfway there." I hope that I can be that encouragement. Wrangler at Boot Barn, proud sponsors of Miss Rodeo America.
The Can-Am Off-Road Yellow Tag Sales Event is going on now. Hit the trails in the ultimate off-road vehicle. Can-Am is built for ripping through trails, crawling through mud, cruising over dunes, getting the job done, and saving you money. Stop by your local dealer during the Yellow Tag Sales Event and find a great deal or rebate on select Can-Am off-road vehicles today.
Leprechaun Tire City, this is Jared. How can I help you?
Jared, is it true?
Is what true?
That Tire City is now selling four tires for the price of three.
Absolutely. Buy three tires, get the fourth free.
You can't do that.
Yes, we can. We got a great deal on a truckload of tires, and we're passing the savings on.
Oh, come on, Jared. You must be losing your shirt on every sale.
Nah. Well, maybe so.
Hey, Jared, what happened to your shirt?
My tires, expert service, Tire City.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue at the Boston Hotel.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.